It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, Phil. Our going out of business sale. After this, we pause. Hello, it is Tom. As you should know by now, this show is ending after 37 years and 10,000 editions, ending on July 12, 11 days from now. Meanwhile, the Morgan McReynolds investment business for investment clients is going strong, stronger than ever, expanding, a little reminiscing. Many years ago, one station owner arranged for me to meet Ed McLaughlin. Ed had retired from ABC Radio, and Ed started his own company to create and to market a few radio shows across the country, talk radio shows. It was a new concept. Ed and I had lunch in New York. He listened to some of my Money Talk shows. He liked them. He made a proposal. He invited me to create a two-hour, maybe a three-hour talk show on money, investments, the economy. We will put you on a major market station, maybe in Cincinnati or St. Louis, and we'll promote you. And then if you pick up enough audience, we'll syndicate you to other stations in major markets. I thanked him, but in time I turned him down. First, I just was not crazy about moving to a big city. Second, I didn't think, and I don't think to this day, that I have the kind of personality to pull in and to hold lots of audience for 2 or 3 hours. It just ain't me. Ed McLaughlin was gracious about it. He was just doing the same thing with another guy, name of Rush Limbaugh. Ed McLaughlin was the man who launched Rush Limbaugh and Dr. D. Nadell. And he offered to launch me. That was about 1989. But to this day, I have no regrets. I don't have that special kind of personality like Rush Limbaugh's, Sean Hannity's, that can hold an audience for sustained periods. They are enormously talented, far, far more than I am. And I think they wanted, really wanted, to be superstars. Now, I don't think my ego was big enough to be a superstar. I'd had my own TV show on PBS. I'd given lots of speeches and signed a few autographs. It was enough for me. I was happy having my own short commentary every day on a collection of radio stations just like this one. The program had links to an investment service. Turned out to be a great and rewarding combination, because we linked listeners to our investment service. But I just wanted on the record that I almost had my moment in the big spotlight courtesy of Ed McLaughlin, the guy who also created the Rush Limbaugh Show. Yep, I could have been a contender. More tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.